AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In emotional appeals on Capitol Hill, Olympic gymnasts, including Simone Biles, demanded the FBI be held accountable for allowing a former team doctor to keep sexually abusing them and other women.
The FBI acknowledges missteps in allowing Larry Nassar to remain free for months, even after his abuse was reported in 2015. At a Senate hearing and a news conference, Jessica Howard and Ali Reisman said the FBI failed them.
There are 120 people who would not have been victims had one FBI agent made a proper report or phone call.
All we needed was one adult to do the right thing.
FBI Chief Chris Wray says some agents did not, and he's pledging changes.
I'm gonna make damn sure everybody at the FBI remembers what happened here.
Biles said the FBI turned a blind eye, and it's time for a clear message.
If you allow a predator to harm children, the consequences will be swift and severe.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In a new book by Bob Woodward, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley made phone calls to a Chinese counterpart in the last days of the Trump administration to reassure him the U.S. would not attack China. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says he's not sure if that is true.
I see nothing in what I've read that would cause any concern.
President Biden says he has great confidence in Milley. Former President Trump says if Milley did say that, he should be tried for treason. Fires are growing in California, threatening Sequoia National Park's giant sequoia trees. A Minnesota judge rejected a request by parents to force a statewide mask mandate in all schools. A civil rights investigation in Colorado following the death of Elijah McClain found the Aurora Police Department has a pattern of racially biased policing. Three police officers and two paramedics are facing manslaughter and other charges. This is AP News. For the first time in 200 years, voters in Boston narrowed the field of mayoral candidates to two women of color who will face off against each other in November.
Democrat Michelle Wu, an Asian American city councilor, was the top vote getter in last night's runoff election.
Today was an incredibly important step, and November is when the big, big decision comes.
Despite the tight race for second place, two female candidates of color conceded, leaving fellow councilor Anissa Asabi George, who is Arab American, Wu's apparent challenger.
This is about our city. This is about our future.
Audio from WHDH, the only male in the race who is also a candidate of color trailed far behind. I'm Julie Walker.
DoorDash is suing New York City over a new law that requires delivery companies to share customer data with restaurants. DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats also sued New York over caps fees delivery companies can charge to restaurants. Ed Donahue, AP News.